Hello and welcome to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. On today's show, we'll be starting with an important and meaningful conversation. In the first half hour, I will be speaking with Benjamin Turgeon, a clinical supervisor from Jevy Suicide Prevention here in Sherbrooke. We'll be talking about the vital work they do in our community, raising awareness, offering support, and helping to save lives, along with their Jevy Lottery to raise funds for the organization. Then in the second half of the show, we'll shift gears a little and we'll be talking with Kate Morrison, a very talented local music artist, and she has a concert coming up this weekend. As always, I'll also be bringing you some local community announcements, a bit of health news, and of course, some great music to enjoy along the way. So stay with me. It's all coming up right here on the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. And we'll start the show today with a song by Bill Withers. The song is called Lean On Me.
Call me if you need a friend.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. Today we're turning to an important conversation, one that affects many people in our community, even if it's not always openly discussed. Chevy suicide, Estree plays a vital role in the Eastern Townships, offering support, education, and crisis intervention for individuals, families, and loved ones affected by suicide. The organization is currently holding its annual Chevy Lottery, an important fundraising campaign that helps ensure they can continue offering free and confidential services to those who need it most. Joining me now is Benjamin Turgeon from Chevy Suicide Clinical Supervisor. He's here to tell us more about the organization, the impact of their work, and how the community can get involved and support their mission. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really happy to welcome Benjamin Turgeon from Chevy Suicide to the Townships at 12. Now, Benjamin, what is your job at Chevy Suicide?
Thanks for having me. So I'm a clinical supervisor. My job is mostly to help social workers and people who work at Chevy in their follow-ups and to help other people.
For listeners who may not be familiar, can you tell us about Chevy Suicide, the role it plays in the Estree community?
Mm-hmm. So at Chevy, we mostly do follow-ups with people to prevent suicide or to help people who have had suicide thoughts, people who are bereaved by suicide, and people who know people who are other people who have suicidal thoughts.
What is the mission of Chevy?
So our mission is to prevent suicidal ideation, to prevent suicidal death in the Eastern Township. We promote the well-being of people, and we also offer training to people who also want to be more informed or to professionals who need to interact with people who have suicidal thoughts.
Okay, that's a lot of services. Who do you support? Do you support a particular age group?
So everybody who has been impacted by suicide can have our services, so no age limitations. The only limitation is that people who need to be in our region, which is Eastern Township. So we say Estrie in French. The only difference is that we don't cover the Bromississkoa and Oka-Maska region.
Okay. Well, we often don't realize how close to home this issue is. And can you share a bit about the reality of suicide in the Estrie region?
Of course. So what is on right now is that there is one person per week that takes their own life in the Eastern region. So there is a lot of people still, and even though that since a few years the rate is decreasing, there is still a lot of need, because every suicide also occasionates a lot of people who are bereaved. So it's exponential how many people also require help afterwards.
Okay, that is quite a high number considering the Estrie region. Why is it so important to have a local organization like Chevy available?
So one thing that is really important for people to seek help is that they know that there is someone who is close to them that they can meet up, especially since we offer mostly face-to-face intervention. We prefer this, and clients mostly prefer also face-to-face intervention. That way, being near to the people who need that really helps.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense. Now, last year you held your 40th edition of the Chevy Lottery, and this year it's the 41st. How did it go last year?
It went really well. So we changed a bit of things last year, and we still will keep this new model, which is that we sell tickets that are lower priced to help people who want to participate but maybe can't offer as much. So we have a total of 2,000 tickets that are rated at $50 per ticket.
Okay, $50 a ticket. Now, how does this Chevy Lottery work? Could you walk us through it?
Yeah, of course. So it started the 18th of March. People could buy, and can still buy up to the June 16th, a ticket either online on our website or in person at our new desk at the 275 Boulevard Jacques-Cartier. So everyone who buys a ticket can enter a chance to win a set of, there is approximately $20,000 of gifts that can be won. And the draw will be made the June 17th at 6 p.m. It will be a virtual draw. People can simply log in and listen. The draw will also be recorded. So if you can't make it, you can still listen to it afterwards.
Okay, that's really a good way to do it, and a fair way too. So you just put all the tickets in some kind of container, and somebody draws it?
Exactly. So people will see one by one the tickets that win big one, and by order of the highest value, the prizes will mm-hmm. be attributed to them.
Okay, interesting. What types of prizes do you have?
It's really different between one and another. So there's one that is an electric scooter. There is this a spa Eastman, like three knives in the spa Eastman. There is the biggest prize is two flying tickets by Air Canada. And we also have things like a heat pump, which can be interesting right now since people are buying houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tickets are $50 and they can just log on to the Jevy website. Is that correct?
Exactly. So all of the prizes are seen on the Jevy website and can be bought there.
Okay, and the Jevy website is?
So it's Jevy, jevi.uc.ca. Mm-hmm. So we can see, our goal, which is to have at least, the objective is to have at least $100,000. This helps us in a lot of ways. Mostly we said it supports at least two social workers' salary for a year. So it grants a lot of meeting for people who need help. And we can see every prize listed there.
Okay, so it helps a lot. Okay, it guarantees mm-hmm. at least two people on staff. Okay, good.
And then we're using the app, which also grants us 100% of the donations that comes right to us, which is something really important to say, because sometimes when we donate, we don't realize that some of the money doesn't go exactly to the organization, but every cent counts in this lottery.
Okay, that is good to know. That is so true, too. Last year, you raised over $52,000, is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
And your goal this year
is $100,000.
Good, okay. Now, nearly 1,000 tickets were sold last year. That's a strong show of community support.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean for the kind of participation? What does that mean to your team that the Estrie region really supports the Jevy suicide?
So it's crucial to us to have people to help us this way, because at some point everyone is faced with the impact of suicide. So either it's a corporation who buys like a ticket in group, if it's some people alone buying tickets for themselves, every help counts and it means so much to us. It's a lot of money. I know we understand that even $50 can be a lot of money, but to us it's a lot of money that represents our annual funds.
Now, how important are community partners? Do you have partners for Jevy Suicide?
So we have partners over all the insert launches. So to work with a clientele who has suicidal thoughts, we work with a lot of people, either the public or the community organization.
Okay. You said that Jevy Suicide offers a wide range of services. Can you walk us through that again?
Of course. So we offer face-to-face interventions with people who are bereaved by suicide. We offer face-to-face follow-ups with people also who have suicidal thoughts and people who are close to people who have suicidal thoughts. We also offer, we have a hotline for professionals only, which can help them if they are faced with a situation that they don't know what to do. And finally, we offer formation. So we can, be present while there is a suicidal attempt or someone who has taken their own life to help people in the field who requires immediate help.
So you mentioned you also support the loved ones and people connected to the person with suicidal thoughts and problems. Why is this aspect so important, do you think?
Well, I think it's sometimes it's a population that we forget. We often focus on people who have suicidal thoughts. So to be able to help people who, can be afraid for their loved ones, who are stressed, who live a lot of emotions which can be forgotten. To us, it's crucial to be able to help them, either being there and being more informed about how to help their close one, or just to support them emotionally throughout this challenge.
Okay, so true. Now, beyond crisis intervention, Jevy also does prevention and education. What does that look like in schools or in the community or particular workplaces?
So there is a small part of prevention that is being done. We are working, in fact, with some of these funds. We'll be able to grow our prevention side. We offer formation, so a lot of training can be done with people to either be more vigilant, be more aware of people who are in danger, or just to know how to work or intervene with people who have suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm. What are some signs people should watch for if someone they know might be in distress?
So there are a lot of signs. We're always a bit careful by sharing them, because what we recommend is most likely if you have just a thought, if you're scared, for someone, do not hesitate to call a hotline to help you know if there is a risk or not, because the risk can vary between a change in behavior to the depressive symptoms to words that can be interpreted into suicidal thoughts or not. So it can be really hard to pinpoint if someone has suicidal thoughts. We always recommend people to call the 1-866 APPEL, the 1-866-277-3553, if they have doubts and if they want to be helped in the moment with these situations.
Okay, great. Suicide is still a difficult topic for many people to talk about. How can we start to break that stigma?
I think that simply by talking about it and being aware. So we have opportunities. We have the day to suicide prevention, the worldly week. We have a lot of opportunities to be able to talk about it and to, yes, while being taboo, we still have the opportunity to talk about it without being judgmental, without being maybe scared of it. Just by being present and talking about it helps a lot to people to open up and share maybe that they have had suicidal thoughts in their life or that they are bereaved.
What would you say to someone who is hesitant to reach out for help?
I know it's easy to say, but I would say to not hesitate, of course. So mm-hmm. our interveners, they are and they're passionate about their work. They, you know, how we work is if you call, it's not going to be a questionnaire. We want to know you. We want to know about you, what you do, how you, what you do in your life, what also the things that you like. We want you to reconnect with your passions. So don't hesitate, because mostly it's a call that can help rather than be scary in my sense.
Okay. Now, if someone is listening today, could you repeat again how they can reach Chevy?
Of course. So if you want a follow-up, if you're interested in knowing if you can have a speedy with Chevy, so don't hesitate to call us at 819-564-1354. If there is an emergency, however, if you call us, you will be directed by doing the zero extension to the hotline. Since we are a hotline, we help people in the long term in the suicide prevention. So don't hesitate to call us and we'll find out if this service is of help to you.
Okay. And for those who want to help, what are some ways they can support your organization throughout the year? I know buying a ticket and entering this contest mm-hmm. is a great way. Any other ways?
There is a, so we have donations across all the year, but if it's less in a money way, there is just like participating to our events. So for example, every year we have a walk for suicide prevention. Just being there, showing, implication helps a lot just by making suicide less taboo, like we talked about.
Okay, definitely great information. Finally, what message would you like to leave with our listeners today?
It would go in the same way as what you said. So I don't want people to be hesitate to call us. Really give it a try. Mostly people are usually satisfied with us. They like our approach. They are usually happy after the call. They mostly help. So don't never hesitate to call for help. People here are always happy to have someone to talk to.
Okay, that is wonderful. Anything else we left out that you'd like to add, Benjamin?
I think that's all for us. So thank you very much for showing support. And I hope that if you buy tickets that you will win one of these great prizes.
Okay, definitely great prizes and a great cause. We've been talking with Benjamin Tourgeon today from Chevy Suicide. So thanks very much, Benjamin, and all the best on the lottery and in general.
Thank you.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you.
Final Friday of the month soup lunch. Everybody is invited to St. George's Church in Lenoxville on Friday, March 27th for a meal of homemade soups, rolls, cheese, and desserts. $10 entry per person. Serving is from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The proceeds are in support of the Bicentennial Restoration Fund. Canada Reads and So Does Lenoxville 2026 edition, coming up on Monday, March 30th at 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church. Join them for a lively discussion and debate featuring local presenters. Nominations coming up for the QAHN Quebec Anglophone Heritage Network Marion Phelps Award, awarded to individual volunteers for outstanding long-term contributions to the preservation of the heritage and history of English-speaking Quebec. The Richard Evans Award, awarded to organizations or groups of volunteers for outstanding long-term contributions to the preservation of the heritage and history of English-speaking Quebec. Young Volunteer Award, recognizes outstanding volunteer contributions by Quebecers aged 18 to 30 to the preservation of the heritage and history of English-speaking Quebec. Nomination deadline, April 1st. To learn more about these awards or to download the nomination forms, go to qahn.org. For information or to email submissions, home@qahn.org. By mail, Awards Committee, 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke, J1MOB8. The annual Family Egg Hunt is coming up at Hope Community Church on Saturday, April 4th, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Enjoy games, bouncy castles, popcorn, cotton candy, and a special gospel presentation. This event is designed for children aged 3 to 12 years old and the families, and everyone is welcome. Please register so that they know how many people to prepare for. hcclenoxville.ca/egghunt. Coming up, it's the Spring Fashion Show, a fundraiser to help women attain their driver's license. The Lenoxville and District Women's Center, in collaboration with Boutique LD, is putting on a fashion show on April 10th. Go to www.ldwc-store.square.site. Save $5 by buying your ticket early. $20 early bird, $25 at the door. $10 youth ages 10 to 17, and $12 youth at the door. Free for those under 10 years old, but a ticket must be reserved. The fashion show starts at 8 p.m. and the doors open at 7:30 p.m. That's April 10th at Lenoxville Elementary School, located at 1 Academy Street in Lenoxville.
I would like to thank my guest in the first part of today's show, Benjamin Turgeon from Jevy Suicide Prevention. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of The Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will be speaking with Kate Morrison, local music artist. We will close part one with a song called Rise Up, and it's by Andra Day. Please stay tuned.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter. But I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I L-E-A. I will rise 1,000 times again. And we'll